this is Emily.
This is Lauren.
From Nice Apple. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Dial.
Get ready, listeners of CITR. It is the 2021 Fun Drive! Woo! That's right, back at it again. Pandemic can't keep us down. Here we go.
Come see about me. I'll be alone. Dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me.
That's right. CITR isn't going to be the one that you forget about. You're not going to leave us behind. I've got a few other people here with me for this kickoff. How about we do a round table? Jasper, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, CITR listeners. My name is Jasper, and I work in the programming department here at CITR.
And how about you tag it off to someone else?
Catherine, why don't you go next?
Hello, my name is Catherine, and I'm the current president of the student executive. And I'm joined here by another exec.
Hello, everyone. My name is Olivia. I'm the art executive on the student exec. And I will be passing it on to Hina.
Hey, folks. I am Henna, the spoken word coordinator at CITR.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining me. Like everything else this year, we're doing things a little different. So we're recording a couple nights before the actual fun drive. And I'm seeing everyone's beautiful face on Zoom. So we're not in the studios right now, but we're still, the heart of CITR floats all over the city. So, Catherine, why don't you start us off by telling the folks out there why CITR is something that they should support?
How many hours do you have, Duncan? You could go on forever. There's like so many reasons why I love CITR. I think one of the big ones and one thing that I sort of bring up with people when I'm chatting to them about how great we are, because it's like something a lot of people can relate to, is that CITR has just totally changed my relationship to Vancouver and to the city. I've spent like 21 years living here, but it wasn't really until I joined CITR that I actually felt like I knew like the neighborhood and the people really well. It's so cool to like drive or bus around the city and pass like an arts theater or something, think, oh hey, like I interviewed a playwright there, or oh, that's the hotel where I spoke to a DJ before she went to Europe. Like, it just totally changes my relationship to the community here and really makes me feel like I'm part of an actual community and not just kind of an alienating city. And I love that CITR like gives those opportunities to really young people who otherwise would probably have to work for years and years and gain experience to have those opportunities. It's just right off the bat, responsibility and challenges and exciting opportunities. So grateful to CITR for that.
And Jasper, what if people do donate money to CITR, what does that money go to support and how does it benefit the station?
Well, the money, I mean, it goes to support a lot of different things. Like, what's cool about CITR is that it's a place where anyone can come and they can start building things and start making things and start exploring all kinds of creative avenues. So when you're supporting CITR, you're really making a lot of people's personal and creative projects possible. Whether it's writing for Discord or magazine, starting your own podcast, starting your own music show, reporting for the News Collective, for the Sports Collective, for the Arts Collective, for any of the collectives. There's so much creativity that's being enabled by this place. So when you're supporting CITR, you're supporting local folks who are making stuff, and that's what I love about CITR.
And Hina, this is your first fun drive?
Yeah.
So what's it like preparing for this, and what are you looking forward to over the next week and a bit?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I just recorded my first fill-in yesterday, and it's a bit strange, obviously, doing radio over the pandemic, but then it is totally possible. And I love how CITR has really been on top of making radio as accessible as this can be. And we were just talking about this in today's meeting, that the members for the Accessibility Collective have skyrocketed. They have about 20 to 30 members, and they have coordinator DP, she does two separate meetings, and so it's quite telling. And yeah, so just on that note, it's really accessible, it's very low barrier, and we're really supporting folks to, I don't know, like, do whatever you can. And it doesn't have to sound beautiful, because I mean, we all don't like have studios at home, but you know, it's like, do whatever you can. It's just whatever you have to say, like, we will air you.
Yeah, if you listen to my show regularly, you know that radio doesn't have to sound great. it is what it is. You put it out there and it happens.
Totally.
Olivia, can you tell us a little bit about what the exec might be doing for this fund drive? Any special programming or other things that are happening?
That's a good question. I know a lot of the students are taking the opportunity to do different fill-in hours themselves. I would actually ask Catherine. She might have a little bit more insight on that specifically.
Yeah, you nailed it. A lot of the exec are putting together their own content for FunDrive. For some of them, it's maybe the first or second time that they're doing something for radio, so that's really exciting. Of course, as you know, we would normally have like a big exec kickoff, but staying safe and steering clear of that this year. But we will have like a short, cute exec kickoff show. And then, yeah, just really keeping the energy up.
Excellent. All right, let's listen to a song. I'm going to send this out to CITR itself. This is the song Dedicated to the One I Love by the Shirelles. And I do love CITR. So here we go. These are the Shirelles.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
Right, that was the Shirelles with their song Dedicated to the One I Love, and I'm sending that out to CITR, my beloved radio station. Operators are not standing by, because that would not be a cool thing to do this year. We've gone completely internet-based, so if you do want to donate, make sure to hit up citr.ca/donate. And when you go there, you will find out about some of the pledge levels that we have when you donate to the show. So, Finn, can you let us know about some of the swag that people can get if they donate to CITR?
Yeah, for sure. So if you donate $30 or $5 per month, you can get customized CITR and Discorder Fun Drive candy hearts, plus a 2019 woven patch.
I've tried the candy hearts. They're delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you donate $60 or $10 per month, you can get CITR Cozy Socks, as well as the customized CITR and Discorder Fun Drive Candy Hearts and the woven patch. So that's a lot of bang for your buck right there.
Yeah.
And then if you donate $101.9 or $15 per month, you get an exclusive CITR tea towel, plus an on-air song dedication on Valentine's Day. And then you also get all the aforementioned items. So yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Has anyone gotten their hands on this tea towel? What kind of absorbency are we dealing with here? Is it a fluffy material or is it the traditional tea towel?
There was a lot of like tea towel drama when we were trying to select the right towels because some people were like the first people we approached, they were going to silk screen it and apparently that wasn't going to be good. So I have yet to actually feel the tea towel myself, but I've heard really, really great things.
Yeah. Silk screening is so great for so many things. So it feels like it's just going to flake off with all the tea that's toweled. Really want to like embed that ink within the fabric.
Yes.
Great. Olivia, can you tell us about the rest of the swag that people can get for those high rollers out there?
Of course. So for $175 or $20 a month, you get yourself the Lost Month's Discorder Deluxe Special Edition and all the items previously mentioned. For $250 or $25 a month, you get a framed cover of Discorder Magazine and all the stuff aforementioned. For $500 or $35 a month, you get Discorder Art Feature Puzzle and, again, all of the above mentioned items. And for a whopping $1,000 or $50 a month, you get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM, which is so cool. You also get recognition on our donor wall, and to top it all off, you get a little bit of everything that I've just mentioned before.
Yeah, if you donate $1,000, you can host my show. I will be very impressed and thankful. Very good. Thanks so much, Olivia and Finn, for that. So make sure to check out citr.ca/donate. And if you're able to, I know things are tough, but if you're able to, throw some money CITR's way. Now, Jasper, you were going to tell us a little bit about a silent auction that's going to happen. The classic silent auction normally would happen at the Fund Drive finale, but that won't be happening this year, but the auction lives on.
Yeah, this year folks can browse the silent auction at their leisure from the comfort of their own home. I believe we'll be posting the silent auction items on the website, citr.ca, but there's prize packs from Blue Light Studio, which includes recording time. There's some Rain or Shine Ice Cream, Doxa Fest, Banditas, Harbor Publishing, Massey Books, Fluvog Shoes. There's tons of stuff on there. So I encourage folks to head over to citr.ca to browse the silent auction stuff.
That's awesome. So many great local businesses and friends of CITR pitching in to help us out. All right. Anything else anybody wants to add before we move on to the next song?
Oh, I got one thing. I host a show here at CITR called Phone Bill, which is it's a guest-hosted playlist show. It has a different guest host every time. And so the highest donor through Phone Bill, whoever that is, and whatever that amount is going to get to host their own episode of Phone Bill. So I'm trying to create kind of like a bidding war situation. So if you want to host an episode of Phone Bill, start bidding.
And you'll handle the cell charges for that. You're going to pay. Your phone plan will be responsible.
Yeah, you must be located within Canada, otherwise.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks everyone. Do you want to? Well, we'll catch you later, and we're going to move on to some Sleater-Kinney. This is from their album "All Hands on the Bad One." This is the song "All Hands on the Bad One," and don't let this bad one get away. Don't let CITR get away. Here we go.
hear me? You're the one. I have to have you near me.
Give me your heart.
I'll give you the stars. Together, we'll make them ours. You're the one. You're the one.
All right, from 2008, that was the band Silly Kissers, who went on to form Tops, and also featuring Sean Nicholas Savage, a tremendous artist in his own right. And that's from, I guess you'd call it their last album, a CDR called Love Tsunami. That's pretty hard to find much information about. That was the song You're the One. Hope you feel that CITR is the one worth supporting right now during our fun drive. And before that, we heard All Hands on the Bad One by Slater Kinney. Future Star has a new record coming out and is very exciting. It's entitled When Will the DJ of Love Grant Me My One Request? And we're going to hear the lead track, I'm Gonna Be Fine. And Selena, I hope that's true. Here we go. Here is Future Star. And this record will come out on Valentine's Day.
I don't want to write another song about being alone. Cause I'm gonna be fine. I don't need to mind this ugly feeling that ignores the fact that I am not alone. And I'm surrounded by friends. The world's gonna end and we will be just fine, cause we will make a wonderful team. And I'm gonna be fine. 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 I'm gonna be fine.
What's happening? I'm Owen Wilson, and I'm here to talk to you about a subject that's near and dear to my heart.
The CITR and Discorder Fun Drive. CITR's great. So is Discorder.
I don't know what to expect. I gotta be honest. I come in, it's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom.
Radio's cool.
So do the right thing. Donate now to the...
The CITR and Discorder Fun Drive.
You'd be doing me a solid.
Go to CITR.ca/donate.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Elsa floats on her back, exhales into that marble sky. 3 months of cops and blacktops turn to air with every sigh. We're spitting pets into the grass now. How long can the sweetness last now? How long till this is the past? We can't believe we're looking back on. Someone screams a water snake is slicing the skin of the lake with many others in its wake. How many were there? I can't say. We strip our suits off for the day. Oh, how long can the sweetness stay? Oh, how long till we look back and say we can't believe we lived that way? Storm corrals us to our cars like a wet jaw snapping. Herding dog with a crack, the lightning starts and bits of hail bounce off the tar. We're driving, cringing with every pelt. No, how long till the sweetness melts? So, how long till there rings a bell? How long till there rings a bell? How long till there rings a bell that signals us return from hell?
All right, that was Pale Hound with the song How Long, indeed. Before that, we heard New York City's Palberta from their new record, Palberta 5000. That was the song The Cow. And at the top, brand new Future Star. All right, Free Love Fenner have finally released their new record. I've been hyping it up. Very worthwhile thing to hype. And it's called The Punishment Zone, and it is out now. So I encourage you to head to Bandcamp and give a listen, and maybe you can pony up the cash to get a record. Speaking of pony up the cash, don't forget, it's the CITR Fund Drive. Head over to citr.ca/donate to help us out if that's something that you can manage this time of year and this year in particular, in these trying, unprecedented times. All right, Free Love Fenner, this is the song Perfect Master.
This is Ali Laube from Cushy Radio. This week is a fun drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. For me, CITR is a way to do what matters to me the most, which is uplifting marginalized voices and artists in the Canadian art and culture industry. I never would have had an opportunity to play the music that I get to play on air if it weren't for CITR, and I don't think I'd even have a career in radio right now if they didn't give me the opportunity to get started. They also give me an opportunity to support all of the artists and people that we work with at Cushy Entertainment. If you're in a position to contribute, please visit citr.ca/donate to make a contribution.
was The Radio Department from their compilation Passive Aggressive. That was the song The One. Before that, we heard Bullion from their 2009 record Beach on the Moon. That was the song Are You the One? Do you see a pattern forming here in the songs I've selected? And at the top, Free Love Fenner. The Weather Station is about to release their record this Friday, tomorrow, and it's called Ignorance, and they've released one final single to get us ready for it. It's entitled Parking Lot. It's a bit more of a upbeat number than some of the other singles so far, and let's give a listen to that. This is The Weather Station.
Waited outside the club in a parking lot.
My eyes, a dividing line between you and I. So I lean and I let you be you. Could be the last thing I see, but I know it's the truth. I'm not sure. I wanna run wild anymore. just wanna trust somebody good, they exist, I know. Hold the boat. There are those who might ask why someone sings as if there's ever any reason for anything. And the world will open up, draw you in, beat you down until you're stone, then continue to spin, that's just fine. I don't need you to be mine. Just to know that you exist is enough to know. Hold the boat. Rightfully we oppose reality, and that's how we're going to be into the world and alone.
This is Chris Horrific from the Parts Unknown Show on Mondays from 1 till 3. Picture this, 1999. Fresh-faced Chris Horrific takes to the microphone at CITR for the first time. At the end of a show that I was filling in for, Third Time's the Charm, hosted by Bryce Dunn, fresh-faced Nardwar the Human Serviette comes into the booth and tells me that I did a great job. Then Nardwar proceeds to talk to me for 45 minutes. I was elated. I couldn't believe it. I was so elated that I forgot that my parking had expired and I got a parking ticket. That's what CITR means to me. What does it mean to you?
יש לי ריב, אני בקושי
בקושי זז עובר לפתח תקווה לחפש מצב אני עצלן כל יום שישי אני שובר את הכיס בערב מתעורר כדי לתת עוד ביס ג'יפה בעין, עדיין ירוק בוער את הכנסת ובלי לשתוק אני עצלן.
All right, that was Kumi Motek from their self-titled record released late last year. That was the song Bonfire. Before that, we heard Apollo Ghosts from their album Local Delivery Only. That was a cover of Woolworm's Hold the Bough. And at the top, we heard The Weather Station. It is CITR's Fun Drive, so I hope you'll consider giving us some support. I'm recording this at home. The station's still closed because of the pandemic, so there is no one standing by to answer your call. However, I hope you'll head over to CITR.ca/donate and send some funds our way if that's something that you can help us out with this year. There's lots of swag. We talked about that a bit earlier in the show, so have a look at that if there's anything that strikes your fancy. And know that CITR, giving money to CITR means supporting independent media that empowers people who aren't traditionally represented on the radio and in media. So please consider sending some funds our way. It would be much appreciated. All right, we're going to listen to some Tons. This is a band out of, well, I guess they really live in Toronto. It's a super group of Chris Murphy, Matt Murphy, and Mike O'Neill, legends of the maritime scene. And this is from their second record called Duly Noted. Shout out to Chris Murphy of Sloan and Tons. He recently was diagnosed with Bell's palsy, and I know he's having a bit of a tough time of it based on his social media posts. So I hope he makes a speedy recovery and is back to his fine form without too much trouble. All right, here's the song, My Memories.
Remind me of the
right. That was The Defectors from 2014 with their local classic, Far Away. And before that, we heard Tons with My Memories. I forgot to do this at the top of the show, but I wanted to let you know you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts, and we're broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam Nations. So it has been a fun drive show. We've kicked it off. I hope you'll support CITR if you can, citr.ca/donate, and I hope you stay tuned for all sorts of great programming over the next 8 days. It's going to be a big effort by everyone here to put on some great radio, so I hope you'll tune in. I'm going to close the show out with some Sophie. Sophie was a Scottish producer and musician, and Sophie died in a tragic accident last Saturday in Athens, Greece, climbing up to see the full moon, and had a tragic fall. And Sophie was an amazing futuristic, dynamic musician, and as a trans artist, also just represented a tremendous amount to many, many people. And so I want to send this track out to all of Sophie's many fans in this very sad time. And here's the song, It's Okay to Cry. See you next week.
I don't mean to reproach by saying this. I know that scares you. The big occasions you might have missed. No, I accept you. And I don't even need to know your reasons. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I think you sometimes forget I would know you best. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I think your inside is your best side. Was that a teardrop in your eye? I never thought I'd see you cry. Just know whatever hurts, it's all mine. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. I see the truth through all the lies. Even after all this time, just know you've got nothing to hide. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry.
make